I know Bobby's had been spotted at some of these baseball games as well, so we'll get his thoughts on that. All right, let's try again. I think I hear him now. Bobby Mays, good afternoon.
What's up?
Hey, what's up, my man? How are you?
I'm great. Just happy to wake up another day in Big Orange Country.
There you go. Now, first of all, tell us about this alumni game that you're putting together over at William Blount. That's a darn who's who of former Vols in that thing.
Yeah, man, I just wanted one of the things I wanted to do was connect guys of all different, you know, times to come together. Got a special call yesterday from Allen Houston saying he wanted to come out and just be a part of it. So it's good, you know, for all these volunteers. We always say VFL, but I want these guys to know how much they love. Not everybody has had the opportunity to spend a lot of time after they played in Knoxville, so I wanted to bring an awesome event, you know, packed out crowd with some of the best players to ever put on orange and white.
Oh, man, Allen Houston, that warms my soul, Bobby. That was, I grew up watching him. That was my first favorite basketball Vol back in the day. He's going to be at William Blount for the game?
Yeah, he's going to coach. He said he's a little older now. So he didn't want to get out there and break no bones, but he definitely wanted to come coach, you know, guys like Damon Johnson, guys like Vincent Yalborough and Slay, some of the older guys that, the history, I mean, we all know what those guys was able to do. So for them to be a part of this event and give everybody an opportunity to see these guys, I mean, it's something that's never been done before, and that's things I like to do.
Man, that's fantastic. It's so cool to see you guys who stayed in contact through the years. The brotherhood that exists among the former players, that wasn't something that we heard a lot about really prior to, I would say, the Bruce Pearl era. But Bobby, you guys seem to have a real genuine bond together. How important has that, you know, maintaining those relationships through the years been for you?
Man, it's been great. You know, when I first got to Tennessee, I think guys like Juwan Smith, guys like Ron Slade, even the guy that had left, like Duke Cruz, you know, was impactful on telling me the do's and the don'ts and, you know, showing me the ropes and how to be successful. And so, you know, I always had a special liking to all the guys that played after me, guys like Jordan McRae, you know, guys like Kyle Alexander and Lamonte and Schofield and Grant, you know, even guys like Quay Parker and Hubs, you know, that list goes on and on. I always kept in contact with them guys and just letting them know if they ever needed anything, you know, that I'd be here. You know, got a special call for Chris Lofton because everybody want to know. I mean, you got this big list, but Chris, you know, had an engagement. You know, he was supposed to go to a wedding, but especially after seeing the list, he like, man, I told him, you might got to Zoom the wedding. I mean, you can't, you know what I mean? This, because I might perform at halftime. I put on for Tennessee. I ain't never did that live. I said, you don't want to miss this. And so, you know, we're going to see some special guests. I mean, Skylar McBee is in Colorado. You know, he's always been special to me just because he was, you know, a walk-on player. And when guys went down, he played great, always, you know, looked to find him. He was like my Chris Lofton. And so he's in Colorado. And he's flying all the way back in to play. And so it'd be great just to see him because, you know, his story, you know, from watching a guy like him from Granger County, you know, go from a walk-on to being a scholarship player, I think that's just, you know, there's not too many bigger stories than that. And so it'd be good to see him and see all these guys, guys like J.P. Prince, you know, and Brian Williams, you know, them guys haven't seen each other since the 2010 Elite Eight loss. So we're going to be a lot of joking, a lot of playing, you know, opportunity for the fans to get autographs signed and things like that. You know, tickets, you know, are being sold online and moving at a rapid pace. So I hope, you know, as many people as possible could get on there because it's definitely going to be, you know, a sold-out event, which we have the games before that. You know, the kid with one arm is playing against B.J. Edwards. And so, you know, his story is sensational. And so just trying to put together an awesome event, you know, through COVID. A lot of people this year, the Tennessee fans, I feel really bad for Jaden Springer just not being a chance to play in a packed out crowd.
Yeah.
Getting fans to, you know, get autographs out of the game. You think about it, I mean, he missed all of that, yep. You know, so he really doesn't even have, idea of how special, Thompson Bowden Arena can be. And so hopefully some of those young guys get to just come back and just get to get an atmosphere.
Yeah, we talked about that several times during the season, just how what a bummer it was that, both Jaden and Keon weren't going to get to experience that, because it was pretty obvious early in the year that those guys were only going to be there for 1 year, Bobby. But, they played some big games too. Kentucky and Kansas was here. I mean, that Kansas Saturday night, Bobby Mays, the roof would have been blowing off TBA that night.
Oh, man, they would have been, that would have been Jerry Packhouse, I call it. Not Jerry Stackhouse, I call it Jerry Packhouse. And that's what it would have been. The table would have been set. So, like I said, man, I'm so excited. I know all the guys are excited. They constantly calling, and, everybody just can't wait to see each other and get together. And so I just think, man, it's going to be special.
So this is Saturday, July 3rd. That's, I believe, 2 weeks from tomorrow, out at William Blount High School. This is where can folks find tickets for it?
You can go online to www.bmayselite.com. And when you go to the website, as soon as you click on the website, you can go there. And, we got floor seats. We got, different sections. And it's just like the response that we've gotten so fast is just unbelievable. But, like I said, when you got a star-studded event like this, you expect nothing but the best.
All right, so bmayselite.com. Man, you've really built you've got a little AAU, not even just a pure basketball empire that you're building out here in East Tennessee, Bobby. It's pretty impressive, everything that you've put together.
Yeah, man. I mean, it was just, for me, growing up in the D.C., Maryland area, if it wasn't for the program, D.C. Blue Devils, which me, Ty Lawson, and Kevin Durant played on, there's no way I would have had that vision to make it out where I was from. And I was exposed to the game. And so when I was done here playing in Tennessee, after being overseas, I noticed there was a lot of kids here like Jordan Bowden that had potential, but just they didn't have a program to give them the exposure. And so, we started B-Maze Elite. And fast forward to the day, we've had McDonald All-Americans. We have our first draft pick. We had guys like T. Higgins, guys like Bowden. We've had so many guys. Brandon Huntley Hatfield is at Tennessee now. There was a top five player in the country, and the list just goes on and on. I think we have 27 kids playing Division I basketball right now. So just, all across. And so giving these kids in East Tennessee an opportunity for, their dreams to come true means a lot to me, and that's why we built the B-Maze Elite Gym in West Knoxville, where these kids can, stay off the streets and have a safe place to come and play. And so it'd be good for those guys. A lot of people don't get a chance to see these guys early on. And so, we got games going from 3 o'clock to 6. And so, you'll get a chance to see a lot of good basketball and get to see the future and what they look like.
Now, tell us a little bit about Brandon Huntley Hatfield. You mentioned he played on your program. I saw a picture of him earlier this week, Bobby, working out with the guys over at UT. He does not look like your typical freshman.
Yeah, no, he don't look like he's 17 years old. But years ago, when I discovered him in Clarksville, he had a lot of goals. He wasn't even a ranked player before he came to the program. Nobody knew who he was, but he worked his tail off. He had an amazing growth spurt. He has an amazing, just ability to learn and willing to learn. And so at 17 years old, he has the body of a 27 or 28-year-old. But, the sky's the limit for him. When you got a guy 6'10", 6'11", with that skill set, that's the Michael Beasley's, the Durant's, the Anthony Davis, guys like that we don't see so often. And so I'm looking at this list of guys, we've never had a guy that I can remember at Tennessee with that size and skill set. And so I think it'll be a special time, and hopefully, due to COVID, that he can get an opportunity to experience, a normal college. Yeah. A freshman year like I wish all the guys to have.
Talking with Bobby Mays this afternoon on Fan Run Radio. Bobby, ask another about another guy that's involved with your program there, Tamba over at Catholic, 7-footer, really unique story. A lot of speculation that, you know, he's supposed to be a senior in high school coming up. There's a lot of speculation that he might be able to reclassify and enroll early, perhaps right here in Knoxville at UT. Is that something you can speak on as far as something that might happen?
Well, I don't, you know, Tamba, I will say this, you know, coming from the Congo, you know, his story is, I mean, there is no bigger, you know, coming from the Congo. He didn't speak English or never played basketball. Now, he was 6'8 at 13 years old, but he didn't know how to put the ball in a hole or dribble, and he couldn't speak English at all. And so for him to, you know, go to a school like Catholic and have, I think, a 4.43 GPA and all honors courses and learn the language and learn the game and, you know, just even be in a position to, you know, have these Division I scholarships, I mean, that's just a testament of that. You know, you could do anything that you put your mind to, because here's a kid that left his whole family behind and came, you know, to the States by himself. And, you know, and has done some great things in terms of the schooling and things of that nature. You know, I don't know exactly where he's at, but I know that he has a tons of options and that, you know, the sky's the limit for that young man.
Interesting. Now, Bobby, you have all these great players now that are coming through your program, and you get to talk to all the big names in college basketball, coaches coming through you, not just Rick Barnes, but from all over the country, right? When you talk to some of these other coaches, they know you played at Tennessee. They know your program's here in West Knoxville. Orange is one of the colors. Do they just assume, oh, man, you know, Bobby's going to steer these kids towards Tennessee? Or do they come at it knowing that they're going to get a fair chance to recruit players in your program?
Well, I think they know that they're going to get a fair chance. You got some guys that say, you know, I played at Tennessee, but I played at Oklahoma too, and I played at Hutchinson Junior College too. And so I think, you know, for me as a program director and things of that nature, it's always about what's best for the kid. And like I noted before, we got 28 kids playing Division I basketball. Well, only 3 of them played at Tennessee. So, you know, I'm not great with the percentages, but the percentages say we got a kid at Auburn, Georgetown, Vanderbilt, you know, all over Florida. You know, so we've had kids at all places. I think the kids that just get highlighted from the program are the ones that go to Tennessee because we in Knoxville and because I played at Tennessee. But I want these kids to go, you know, as far and where they want to go. It's all about fit. And it's, you know, Coach Barnes does a great job, but a lot of other coaches around the country do a great job too. And I never wanted, you know, to be known as like I'm just trying to push a guy to Tennessee, because every kid that has chose Tennessee has chosen because they thought that was the best fit for them and their family, you know, not because, you know, I went to Tennessee, you know what I mean? And so that's kind of like where we at with that.
Awesome. All right, Bobby, we'll let you run here. Appreciate your time this afternoon. You were spotted by the ESPN cameras at Lindsey Nelson Stadium last weekend for one of those Tennessee baseball games. Have you gotten college baseball fever like the rest of Knoxville?
Yeah, I did. Honestly, you know, the past couple weekends I went to, you know, came to all the games. And, you know, prior to it, you know, I'm not going to fabricate. I had never been to a baseball game before. But, you know, I went to the first game I ever went. We hit that walk-away grand slam. Then we came back, played again and won. And then last weekend I was at both games. I think Grant came in for a game. And, it, you know, it's amazing. You know, I met the coach couple times before, and I knew that they were doing something special, and I knew that he was doing something special, you know, besides, you know, everybody just talking about how nice of a handsome guy he looks. But besides that, I think he's a great coach, and I think he's bringing some guys in, and it's been fun. And I tell you, that's the one thing about Knoxville. It's like, I think if we had a water polo team and they started to win and they were going, that everybody would support. So to see from week one to week two and all the students out there and all the fans and the atmosphere, it's just, I mean, it was great. And I think it just feels good to win. You know what I mean? When you were part, like I went back and just finished my degree this past spring, And so now I can officially call myself an alumni, because I joke all the time. I didn't know you technically had to graduate before you call yourself alumni. I was having alumni games before, and I ain't even graduate. So now that I'm done and I'm finished, you know, looking at it from an alumni is proud to just be a part of a university or play somewhere that's just winning. And so they going to Omaha, like Peyton say, and hopefully they can win it all.
Mm. Great stuff. Bobby, always appreciate you, man. Thanks for jumping on the show. Thanks for everything you do for East Tennessee basketball, man. I don't think it's a coincidence that the game and interest in the game has grown a lot since you showed up 12, 13 years ago, however long it's been, man. You do great work.
All right, thanks, and I look forward to seeing y'all at the game. Y'all ain't getting off the hook like that.
Well, we have to go to bmazeelite.com to get those tickets, right?
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
All right, man.
We get you in there. All right?
Sounds good. Thanks, Bobby.
All right.
Bobby Mays making his presence felt. That dude's got some unique energy to him, man.
Yeah.
Got to love B. Mays.
Yeah, he's very unique. They broke the mold. He's one of my all-time favorite Vols. He just played with an edge.
Just another example, like Bruce Pearl, like Tony Vitello, like so many others, if you love Tennessee – Tennessee will love you back.